Voila, and here we are. Home sweet home for a few days at least. Yeah, the bedroom's right through that door. Just drop the bags anywhere. I'll set this stuff down in the kitchen.
See? Not a long trip at all. And the rain wasn't getting that bad yet. I think the worst of the storm is supposed to be over tonight. Then it'll be nice and clear until we leave. Anyway...
There you are. I'm so glad you're here. I've been looking forward to our first little retreat for weeks now. How do you like it? Thanks. This is my favorite place to get away. Nice and small. No neighbors. No noise. My family's really so lucky to have it. Oh, the switch is over there. See it? Right behind you. What? Nothing? Oh, then maybe the storm was a little heavier up here. It could have shorted something. It's alright. The fuse box is in this corner. Here. This should reset things. Ah. Okay. Well then, I guess it wasn't just a fuse. Looks like everything must be out for now. Well, sorry? Maybe this isn't quite what you expected. Oh, no, it'll be fine. This is pretty normal out here, actually. I mean, I didn't quite think it would be the first thing we had to deal with as soon as we arrived, but, hey, you knew it was gonna be nice and secluded. We wanted to get away from things, right? I don't think so. Probably not. No. No, it doesn't usually last very long. Anyway, let's not dwell on that. The house has everything we need, you know. Come on. This could be fun. What? Yes, really. Trust me, you get used to it. We know how to stay prepared. That's why these candles are always out on the table. We'll just make sure we leave some for whoever comes next. See? Here, why don't you get a few of these lit, and I'll go open the windows. That fresh air is gonna feel good now that the heat's clearing up. I just love how it feels when there's a storm. That breeze. The way it smells coming off the lake. Come here and get a hit of this. You never get that in the city, huh? That's the stuff. This is why I love it out here. It's just too bad it's getting too dim to really enjoy the view. Just wait till you can see it all. What, are you trying to check the weather? No bars, huh? Well, then let's just put it away for now. We knew there would be hardly any cell signal out here. You don't really need it anyway. I looked up the forecast earlier. Uh-huh. And there's no Wi-Fi either until things are back on. But so what? Everything's fine in the fridge for a while. And look, we've got enough light. This is so much better than staring at a screen. Come on, relax. Do I look worried? I'm sure it'll be back soon enough. I told you, this is normal. And in the meantime, what's the hurry? We've got an extra long weekend here. We can have dinner on the deck tomorrow, watch the sunset. Actually, the lake is a great place for a dip too, especially when it's dark. There's so much I want to show you out here. I promise, you'll hardly be thinking about work at all. Just, come over here for a minute. See how it looks with those drops splashing all across the water? I can sit out there and watch it for hours sometimes. We could go and get comfy on the porch. Or, I guess we're fine right here. I have my favorite spot. I have you. For now, we don't need to think about much anything else. I know just what I feel like. You too. Good. 'Cause now that I think of it, there are a couple more things I want to show you right now. What? What do you mean? I have no idea where the goosebumps came from. Maybe you can help a little? Oh, really? You give me that shirt. Let's see if you can do any better, huh? See? I'm not the only one with goosebumps after all. It's not the breeze, is it? Because the whole place is still feeling pretty hot to me. So is it really that bad not having power for a while? I mean, people lived out here for centuries without TV or phones. We can manage for a few hours. You know, get a taste of life in the wild, right? Oh, I see it's starting to get a little wild out there, too. Was that lightning? Look at that. In fact, it's always best when you can feel the fresh air all over. I really think we should get a little more natural here ourselves, don't you? Actually, here, let me kneel this way on the couch. I want to watch the storm out there. Whoa, did you see that? That was a big one. So, how do you like the view? I'll face this way and you can do what you want back there. What would you... yes, that feels good. I really do like those hands. I too. Yes. You know what? I just noticed our reflection in the window. Look at that. There's us and those clouds and the water. Look at how it's coming down all across the lake. It's beautiful, isn't it? I feel so good. So good. It's perfect. Right there, right there. Just like that. That's it. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Keep going. Right there. Almost there. Yeah, I call that getting in touch with nature, all right. Wow. I do love a good rainstorm. Wanna curl up and watch it some more? This feels so nice. Or maybe you're getting hungry for dessert. Yeah, okay. Maybe we should just get the wine chilling before we settle in. Or maybe you bake some cookies for later. What? Oh. Yeah, we'll need power for that. That's right. Okay then. Hang on. I'll just have to pop out around the back for a minute. Well, because that's where the generator is. It was shut off since nobody's been here for a few weeks, but... just sit tight. We'll be up and running in a minute. Oh my god, you should see your face right now. Yeah. Did I mention we have a backup? I told you, We have everything we need. What? No, I am not sorry. This was worth it. You don't think so? Well, let's just give it a little more time and see how you feel. I think you might learn to appreciate roughing it a little. And even if we didn't have power at all, I say we'd be just fine. Okay, I know. I'll go get things running. Sure, I'll be fine going out there. Everything's undercover. And you know, there's another nice thing about being out in the wild. I don't even need clothes for this. Or a lot of other things. Well, you just have to wait and see. All right, be right back.